When you come to read the Nicomachean Ethics, you have to bear in mind that the society Aristotle lived in was very different from ours. The biggest difference, of course, is that slavery was taken for granted. Aristotle certainly had slaves of his own. In fact, after his wife's death, he lived with a female slave whom he freed in his will. We have his will, and he says some very nice things about her. She was loyal and so on. But nonetheless, she remained a slave until his death. So slaves had a lowly place, and manual workers also had a very lowly place. Aristotle didn't think they were capable of living the best life. They weren't capable of happiness or even really of proper human virtue. And of course, women had a very lowly place too. He barely mentions women at all, though he does have some nice things to say about mothers, but he certainly takes it for granted that he's writing for young men, that only young men are going to be able to be happy, and that only young men are going to be able to cultivate virtue and live the best life.